Talking food on a Tuesday with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly.
And we still want to do things, even though it's wintertime. Alex, you've got some great spots to connect us with. So what do you have for us?
Yeah, the weather hasn't been the best this week, and everybody loves a good trivia night, especially when it's themed. So I'm going to tell us about some great trivia companies that work in Connecticut and the restaurants that they go to. So the one that first popped into my head is Best Trivia Ever, or BTE. Every week, they post their weekly trivia schedule online, so you can find the nearest restaurant with BTE trivia in your area. They do a great job with engaging, bringing the energy with questions about topics that people actually want to talk about as they dine.
Nice. Yeah, trivia is always fun. There's usually fun prizes, and you can hang out with your friends and do stuff. Yeah, it's cool.
So this week, they go to Plan B in West Hartford and Milford, Americana Restaurant and Bar and Mecha in West Hartford, Stony Creek in Brantford, Bad Sons Beer Company in Derby, and Archie Moore's in New Haven.
I've been to some of these trivia nights where they go crazy with the names of the teams, and they go to multiple nights, and they take it. I mean, it's like they're professional trivia people.
Yeah, people are really into their trivia, which is fun.
Yeah.
It is, and all these restaurants and breweries would be great to go grab a beer, lay low with friends for trivia night, and at the Plan B Burger Bar, they have great appetizers, pulled pork sliders, fried pickles, buffalo-coated shrimp, and at Archie Moore's, where BTE goes, you can't go wrong with their famous buffalo-style chicken wings and their nachos grande. Trivia and bar food is a great combination.
Those all sound delicious. And I will admit that when I think about going to trivia, I'm usually thinking about the food.
Right. Or the prizes at the end of the night. I went to one time years ago where the prize was your bill is paid for.
Oh, nice.
So everyone was like ordering. It was smart on the place because everyone was like ordering a ton of stuff because they had confidence they were going to win.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, it was funny.
That's really fun. And I just played this trivia last week with friends at the Stand in Brantford. It's called DJ Trivia of CT. It's fun. It was interactive. And I really liked the live DJ host. They weren't too loud or talking over the mic the entire time while people were dining. So if you didn't want to join in, you could still enjoy your night out. Actually hear the company you were with.
Nice. Yeah, it helps to find a good balance. Like, that's not an easy job hosting trivia.
No, and then this week, DJ Trivia of CT will be at Gaetano's Tavern on Main Street in Wallingford. Sliders in Wallingford, and then back at the Stand in Brantford. And I do want to note that I had a great meal with some of my foodie friends at the Stand last week. We did smoked dry rub wings, homemade mac and cheese with barbecue pulled pork, smoked steak queso with homemade tortilla chips. How good does that sound?
Delicious.
That sounds incredible, yeah.
It was a perfect cheese pull for the gram.
Nice. It's fun to go out to restaurants, but anytime there's something else happening, like a trivia night, something like that with your friends, it's super fun. And we're talking to Alex from CT Food Girly every Tuesday. We talk food and drink and going out to eat. You can follow her on Instagram at CT Food Girly.
Alex, what else do you have for us?
Yeah, great trivia company we have here in Connecticut is Big Boy Trivia and Games. I love this company. I go onto their website and it says, "Become a master of useless knowledge. Join us today."
That's funny.
Every Monday, Big Boy Trivia and Games is at the Dive Bar. Every Tuesday, they're at Bonfire Grill in Milford. They go to Next Door New Haven and New West in New Haven, Thimble Islands in Brantford, and then Michelangelo's in New Hartford. They also do virtual trivia nights, jukebox, bingo, and karaoke.
Wow, they do it all.
They really do. And on Wednesday nights, they do that jukebox bingo right down the street from me. Now that I learned about that, it's at Nikki's Place in East Haven, so I might have to go and play.
Nice. That sounds fun.
And just to touch upon these restaurants really quick, Next Door New Haven is the same people that serve us the delicious big green pizza truck that we see all at parties and events. Their food is equally tasty as their pizza. Dive Bar in West Haven has a great beer selection, small bites like pretzels, pork belly, steak and cheese egg rolls. I love the occasional bar food night.
I know you should do like brain food when you're playing trivia because, you know, you want to, like, but I'm just like, no, give me the wings. Like,
yeah.
Give me the fried stuff. It's all good.
Right.
Another great trivia company on my list for Connecticut is Bar Rated Trivia and Hot Fingers Trivia. They go all over the state of Connecticut, but a couple from our section of the state are The Bar and 8000 Pizza in Milford.
Yeah, that 8,000 pizza just opened, and I've been meaning to go there. It's the pour your own place, and now that they have this trivia, yeah, it sounds fun.
It's really cool. I like that atmosphere and that vibe from inside. I think it would be great to have a slice, play some trivia there. And they even have that Nutella pizza I saw on their website.
That sounds good.
Yeah, Nutella's great.
Bar-rated trivia and Hot Fingers trivia also goes to Bear's Smokehouse in New Haven, as well as the Eli's locations around us, so Hamden and Brantford. You could also hire them for private events. I've never done that. But I think it would be awesome, especially if you can customize the questions according to your party guests.
Awesome. I'm going to have to brush up on my trivia and try to go win some of these trivia nights now.
Or at least go for the food, even if you don't feel ready.
It's true.
Go for the trivia, stay for the food.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Alex, thank you so much. Follow her on Instagram, @CTFoodGirly, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.